the trigger threw them back to the trauma. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. The trigger threw them back to the trauma. Stay with me because I'm headed somewhere. The trigger threw them back to the trauma, and they were reliving all the agony. Not only were they weeping for the lack of Solomon's temple, everything they'd been through came back upon them again. And that's what triggers do. It brings everything on you that you've ever been through. And the old men were crying as loud as the young men were dancing. And the Bible says you could not distinguish one from the other. What caused the old men to weep? Number one, the fear of losing what you remembered will make you weep. The fear of losing what you remembered will make you weep. Number two, the grief that comes when you can't control your outcomes. There is a grief that comes anytime you cannot control your outcomes. And number three, the cumulative effect of past trauma and current change. All of that brought them to weeping. Number four, the inability to find joy in uncertainty, especially at that age. There's nothing joyful about not being sure. That's uncomfortable. And especially as you get older, you need to know where you're going to stay. You need to know where you're going to be. You need to know how things are going to turn out. And they couldn't have joy in uncertainty. Number five, the assumption that what you were used to is the sum total of God's will. In other words, they wept because they assumed that what they had was the sum total of God's will. And how can I be happy with less than God's will? Number six, the grief over the realization that my life has changed without my permission. Good God of mercy. Is there anybody in here whose life has changed without your permission? Nobody asked me. Did I want this little shabby tabernacle? Nobody asked me about it. My life has changed without my permission. The reason I am laboring with this text this morning, because it occurs to me that what is going on in this text is going on in our country. How can we have the same experience and two total different reactions? You got half of the country, give me my music, half of the country is dancing. And you got the other half of the country, oh God! Ezra 3 is America. America is split in half. We are seeing the same thing, but we're having two total different reactions to the same experience. And it almost makes you wonder, am I missing something? Because how could this group be so glad and this group be so mad? How could this group be so happy and this group be so sad? How could this group have so much joy and this group have so much pain? And they were all the same people, but their reaction triggered two completely different responses. The old men wept. The old men wept because they had lost control of the outcome of their lives. They wept because they weren't in power. They wept because it seemed like they were declining and digressing from what they had envisioned the will of God to be. But the young men danced because the young men had been born in captivity and they couldn't remember Solomon's temple anyway. And to be free was enough to make the young men shout. They saw the second temple as progress. Number two, they shouted because they had no other point of reference. Number three, they shouted because they were willing to experience God in a new way. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Number four, they shouted because at least this was better than where they came from. And so they both converge in this text. But the triggers a completely different response. I want to preach this text today because the old man's weeping is a picture not only of the divide in this country, but it is also a picture of the pain we mask, of the trauma that they had suffered for 70 years explodes through the trigger of this one religious. These old men are not just crying about a temple. They're crying about all the trauma they have gone through over and over and over again, only to come out to this. I want to talk to you. God sent me to talk to you. You call yourself being strong and being tough, but we have ingested a lot of trauma. We have ingested, our way of life has completely been disrupted. Our family gatherings have become perilous. To hug your grandchildren is to put your life at risk. This is not normal. This is not normal. Your sister comes over and you can't hug your own sister. It's traumatic. It's traumatic because we have lost hundreds of thousands of people, dead. Some of them we knew. Others we knew of them. And how can you expect me to act like nothing happened when I'm running around looking like a bank robber every day with a mask up to my eyes? My mother lived and died and never saw this mess. My grandmother lived and died and never saw this mess. And yet we are the generation that have found ourselves captive. Captive by a virus, captive by the economy, captive by racism, captive by killings and shootings of our sons and our daughters, captive by plagues and distress. And because of the times we are in, the triggers are going off. Our relationships are collapsing. Marriages are falling apart. Ministries are folding because of the triggers of the times that we're living in. While some are going in the business, others are going out of business, trying to reinvent themselves, and you're trying to act like it didn't hurt. Of course it hurt. Can we be real this morning? Of course it hurt. Anytime you can't have a normal Thanksgiving dinner, of course it hurt. Anytime you scared of Christmas, of course it hurt. Anytime you got to get up your nerve to go in the grocery store, of course it hurt. And that trigger went off, and those old men started screaming. Because of the trauma. Oh, over and over again that they had suffered and suffered and suffered and said nothing at all. And God told me to tell his people, open your mouth. To open your mouth. To not sit there with your lips glued together and let your soul implode in unexpressed agony. That the Ashanda, there's something, there's a release that God wants to do in this place this morning. I mean a belly release. I don't mean just a nice Sunday morning sermon. God wants to ventilate the trauma that has attacked your soul. You've lost mothers and sisters and aunts, and you're trying to smile and act like it didn't matter. But God said, tell my people to open their mouth. And I know it sounds silly, and I know it looks crazy, and I know it's unorthodox, but you are at home anyway. Open your mouth and just shout out a good cry to God. Ah!